This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Welcome to the show today on Facebook Live and Periscope. Of course, I am your host of the show. Joining me today on today's great show is B3 Exponent. You don't say anything?
I'm just nodding my head because I love this beat, man.
I'm still how, you know, you get the September put into it. Man, you just love that song?
No, I'm a Jay-Z fan because I'm the fan of the greatest of all time. And then I kind of have my old school, my Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who doesn't like Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No, I got you. All right. No, hey, nothing wrong with that. It's a great song. December. And, of course, we have Mr. Smoochie is on the show as well today. Welcome to the show today. And I chose the wrong song to play for you because it took forever to start.
Oh, I'll take Kendrick.
Well, I had it, but it took like 10 seconds to finally go in.
It's all right, man. Let the juice loose. I mean, free him out of jail. Not
the juices he was.
The other juice.
The juice already got loose, man. Be careful. All right. Oh, and also joining us today is Hayden.
What's do up, we man? Have a better? Do, what's my come out music this time?
What?
I thought you said you're gonna give me something a little bit better.
I thought you liked country.
There's some better country.
Not
songs
for hype music. You can't hype me up with
so
country
at
music.
First it was Boys to Men, End of the Road. Now this
and
is.
Now this is.
I don't even know who's playing.
This is Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Okay.
That's what happens when you pick the random side.
There we go. Oh,
there you go.
Is that better?
Bruno that's Mars. I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it. I'll take it. Just give me Bruno Mars.
I mean,
I can't disrespect Garth Brooks, though, but that's not hype music. You can't give me Garth Brooks
for hype music
to introduce me. Bruno Mars is still below the line, but I'll take it.
It's below the line. All right, well, after the break, we got one more segment. I'll see if I can do better next one. The Charlotte Knights, Yon Makata got called up to the White Sox.
Congratulations, Yon.
Wednesday night.
Shout out to him, man.
Mr. Twinkies. I don't know if you heard the story. The guy ate 240 Twinkies in a week. He averages 80 Twinkies a week.
Well, the kid is 19.
80 Twinkies.
So he can eat 80 Twinkies a week.
I had 12 donuts in 10 minutes. Right? That about killed me.
Well, you're not 19 where the metabolism is going 200 miles an hour.
And playing professional baseball.
Right? he went 0 for 2 last night. He didn't look bad. I mean, he didn't strike out. That's the main
thing. Once he gets used to seeing that major league pitching, he's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Also, the Knights this week, they start a home series against Scranton-Wilkesboro. Monday is Bark in the ballpark. So
bring your dogs.
Bring your dogs out. I will not be there. Tuesday,
I hate that mess.
I hate that night because it's like, you bring a dog while I'm eating food. And
I'm going up to have my brisket burger, yeah. And I take a step and I step in some of your dog's mess.
Yeah,
I'm liable to step on your dog.
Yeah. Whose idea was that?
City of Charlotte, man. They
no. It has to be
that's the Knights thing. The Knights were trying to.
Well, they do it now. Well, funny thing is, last year it was only once. This time it's been three times this year.
I feel like they've done it once a month since the season started.
It does feel like it. But
bring your dogs out?
Yeah. Bring your dog. Bring your dogs to the ballpark.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. I just, you know, I love eventually, dogs, but man.
Eventually that guy's going to get fired. Eventually.
They actually have great turnouts for dog night.
No, really? Yes. They bring it. I mean, dude, I can't beat it. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game. I got a dog barking while I'm trying to watch the game. Wow. It's just,
it's unique. Okay, I can see. Can somebody
bring
that to me?
You got to do something to sell minor league baseball because people ain't going to watch the damn baseball. Who cares?
People also don't have normal dogs.
Yeah.
People have some crazy looking dogs that they will bring out there and
bring
show off.
Put a 400-pound dog in the stadium. Like, no.
My dog wants to watch minor league baseball.
You keep messing around, Mike Vick's going to show up with his.
Oh.
Then it's over. The fun's done.
Mike Vick rolled up with three pit bulls. I want some hair. I brought my dogs.
Oh.
It's not fun anymore at that point.
Man.
Everybody's leaving.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the Vic fan.
Sorry, Vic. I had to.
I still want to take a ride on the Vic experience, man. That was the best Nike commercial for football ever.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry. We'll be talking about Mike Vick later. We got a segment for him today. Also, Tuesday night is 12 and under retro jerseys for use. You get there early enough, you get a jersey. So take your daughter.
I'm not going out there.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Grab one for her.
Wednesday night is team photo giveaway, so make sure you get there for that.
Whoa, then, I can get that off the internet.
Yeah. And then Thursday is Thirsty Thursday, and it's Jewish night.
Hey, Thirsty Thursday.
You get free beers?
Huh? Yeah, well, you get a doubt. Do they get free beers?
If you're Jewish, you said no, it's Jewish night.
It's Jewish night. I don't know what they get. I don't think they get anything.
I'm an advocate for Thirsty Thursday, no matter where it's at.
Right.
I will show up.
I don't like it, the night stadium, though, because they give you those little cups of cough syrup, basically, a beer. It's not even enough beer to drink.
It's a shot.
I mean, for a dollar, give me a cup, man.
You know what? Because it's a kid-friendly environment, and it's a family setting, they can't give you the nice size cup where you might get turnt.
Hey, you show up for a non-Thirsty Thursday, your cup's this big, but you're going to pay $20 for it.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That is very true. But make sure you get, you know, go out to the games. It's towards the end of the season. It's always fun. The team's horrible right now. But they did, the White Sox did make a trade this week to the Yankees.
Yes.
And added a bunch of other young prospects.
More prospects for the
White
Sox.
Number three prospect in baseball now is added. So it'd be a good time to go to the Knights games, watch some good ball players before they come up.
That is a gorgeous stadium, too. It is. That is an awesome place.
Yeah, for them to lose, I dig it.
Yeah, I'll go lose on it.
Yeah.
I would play on it.
Anyway, definitely. I mean, it's a great place. Let's talk about ACC football for a minute. Next week, we will start previewing baseball. But this week, my question was, has the ACC passed the SEC for best football conference in America?
And all I've heard is from head to toe, yes. Yes. But the SEC still gets the most love. Why is that?
Bama.
Exactly. Yeah, Bama.
So as long as Alabama is there, they're the number one team. They're the heavy favorite to win the national championship.
Well, let me throw your stats out. Records versus non-conference Power 5 teams, 16-10. So they
They were awesome. They were 9-3 in the bowls last year.
The bowls 9-3, the Big 12 4-2, SEC 6-7.
And then you saw what Clemson did to Ohio State. Florida State beat Michigan in the bowl game. So we handled the Big 10.
Who won the draft? SEC 53. ACC 42.
With 45 of those players coming from Alabama.
It's turning. ACC is slowly but surely turning. We've just been – that SEC has been just shoving it down our throats.
The only thing is the ACC doesn't have an Alabama. Clemson was good last year. Now it's Florida State's time because of their quarterback in Louisville.
And the teams on the bottom on the ACC are terrible.
Really bad. They're bad in the SEC, but they are really bad in the ACC.
They are horrible. You've got their top tier, Clemson, Florida State. Could you throw Carolina in there?
Yeah, I'd throw Carolina in there. I would.
Depending on the year.
Yeah.
Other than that,
Yeah.
We hang our hats on Florida State and Clemson to do something. if they're not doing well, we kind of shy away. ACC.
Let us get one program that's Alabama that every year.
I think Clemson can be that with Dabo Swinney.
He's trying. He's definitely trying. Once the ACC has that, then all bets are off. The ACC will definitely be the number one conference.
I just hate that NC State is in the freaking toughest side. Put us in the damn coastal with Carolina.
Can
and
we be
Duke,
with Carolina?
And then we got Florida State and Clemson. We got. I hope we beat. Our teams will be better.
NC
State
State's
this
got
year.
A pretty good team coming.
We'll
back
see
this
what
year.
Happens, but
they're making improvements.
Yeah,
we still have our coach.
Yeah, we still got Matt Doran.
Well, you'll fire him after this year.
We thought that was coming this past year, and then we up and beat Carolina, and I guess he's saved. That saved him.
So you were looking to lose that game?
I was split. As a State fan, of course I wanted to beat Carolina, but as a wanting to better
fired.
My program, I would like to have lost that game because we'd have got a new coach.
Yeah. I would have been okay with it. Nice. I mean, I love all these State fans we got lately now. We finally get some State fans on the show. I love it, man. Look. We got State fans and Cowboy fans.
I'm not a very, very vocal State fan because you usually get shut down right away. Yeah. Especially by Tar Heel fans who basketball and football beat us every year. But I'm slowly but surely coming at it. And we lost Thaddeus Moss to LSU,
that hurts.
Yeah, Randy Moss' son.
He got playing time as a freshman and goes to LSU. So now he's got to sit this year out because he moved schools. And there's no guarantee he plays.
He's not worried about it.
Yeah, no, that's right. He's going to play.
Yeah, he'll play.
He'll play.
Just calls his name.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, we will actually break down the ACC a little bit more. I can't wait for that, see what Lamar Jackson can do. Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. You know, we'll rename this award the Dallas Cowboy Dummies of the Week. We might as well start naming that. I mean, we did Joseph Randall because 6 times in 4 months he got arrested.
But he ain't done nothing dumb in like a
he
year.
He ain't done nothing because he's been in jail.
Didn't he, like, steal underwear?
Underwear
yes,
and cologne.
And cologne.
And he kept stealing underwear and cologne. I guess he just couldn't do it. Nothing.
I can't even be upset. He's a true cowboy.
And then he got in trouble while he was locked up, so he got more time.
That's just, I can't what believe it.
At least you didn't do cocaine.
That's very true. I got some breaking news to report. Lucky Whitehead's dog was returned.
Did he pay the $10,000?
He was returned. In case you didn't know, Lucky Whitehead, somebody broke in his house, stole his dog, and held it for ransom over the weekend.
That's some John Wick stuff right there.
I knew it. I was looking for the movie. That's a good one, my man.
That's some John Wick stuff.
In case you've never seen John Wick, go watch John Wick. You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
You steal John Wick's dog or car, you in trouble.
Right. I was about to say.
Lucky Whitehead, you lucky he didn't come after.
He did send a picture with the dog in the side of a Mustang, right? Like, we got your dog, $10,000. Or you getting a paw back.
Wow.
A couple other ones I got. Panthers for bringing back Mark Herney. It's an idiotic move. Why you bring somebody back that you fired never makes sense to me. And then LeVar Ball in the shoot. Listen, what the hell is Lonzo doing? Pick a pair of shoes and wear it. You got the Baller Brand. Wear the Baller Brand
it's
shoes.
It's all in the master plan.
Exactly.
I don't understand the plan.
If the plan is go ahead.
Sign a small deal now with one of these shoe companies to put some money to the Big Baller Brand, and then once Lonzo is a permanent all-star every year, here comes the Big Baller Brand. New, improved, better on your feet on the court at $395.
He lowered the price?
No. There's still $500.
He's not lowering $395.
I think
he's not lowering.
Lonzo may be giving his dad the
he-ho.
The big FU is what I think. Because all we heard for God knows how long was these shoes, and he wasn't going to wear anybody's shoe but his, and he designed them, and he did this, and he wore them one game.
He wore the black ones.
He really didn't do too good in the big ball.
He even wore the Steph Currys that his dad claims he's better than.
That is true.
I think Lonzo sees the writing on the wall and says, my dad's going to ruin this for me, and I'm not making any money. He could have made how much money with Nike already if he'd have just signed the paper.
Nike gives you $5 million off tops just to come join the brand. Now, it ain't no guarantee you're going to get a signature shoe, but, hey, you're getting paid, you're rocking Nikes, all your Nike stuff is
free. Now Lonzo's got the money to tell his dad to go away.
And LeBron has came to the game and tried to initiate him into the Nike world.
Nike family.
Like, look, man, I feel like it's like the
I think LeBar is moving to the back burner, I think.
You know what? He still got two other kids to get into the league. He still got to hype up to get into the league.
Well, the middle child ain't making it.
He's not making it.
The younger one's a cherry picker.
Yeah, LaMelo or whatever his name is.
Everybody that's come on this show has said the same exact thing.
He is.
He's the best cherry picker in the nation.
He is. He is perfected cherry picking. He scored 96 points in a high school basketball game. He knows how to do it.
You know who else is a good cherry picker? This guy at the Dowd YMCA. He does this, like, 50-year-old guy. I think his name's Gus or something. This guy cherry picks every game. Reminds me of LaMelo every time I see him.
Hey,
about the same shape and everything.
Doesn't run down the court on defense, but he's open on offense.
Oh, he's open offense, man. You pass it down, he's open.
The whole 92-point game, like, the highlights, like, he didn't even, like, get near half court. He was just like, oh, okay, chilling at the three-point line. He'll get up, you know, fake jog. Oh, I'm open. Get the ball, lay it up.
The kid already got a scholarship to UCLA.
Yeah, he's already committed to UCLA.
Which is sad. You see how small that kid is as far as he's so skinny, he'll get pushed around.
He's not Lonzo.
No.
He's going to be a liability.
But Lonzo is the key to get the other two in the league.
Yep.
So if he's wearing the Currys and the Kobe's and the LeBrons, hey, look, man, just put that out there.
He did win the Summer League MVP, so shout out to Lonzo for doing that.
Yeah, he did win that one.
I was skeptical at first. I'm going to be honest, I was a hater. I did not want him to do well so that his dad would have to eat all of his words.
Well, first of all, Summer League. I'm not putting too much in Summer League MVP because other people that have won the Summer League MVP include the Serviceable Player of the Year, Cody Zeller.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
But Lonzo's game is massive, man. The kid got...
Well,
he got a lot of
games. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, he's going to have his hands full this year.
Because people will be.
It's a learning curve,
especially in the Western Conference.
When you go
Western Conference.
When they go against Cleveland, they go against Golden State.
I mean, even if
Houston,
even you playing the bad
OKC,
teams, the bad teams got good guards.
Even
on them.
Russell Westbrook,
even playing Kemba. He's gonna have his hands.
But like his dad was just like, "Oh, my son is better. You take my son, you put Steph Curry on UCLA. Does he make them better?
They win. Yeah, they probably win the national.
Shut up,
Steph Curry, fool."
So we already know a couple guys in the league got some of those dates circled on the calendar.
They've got him on the bulletin board. His face is on the bulletin board.
Yeah, right.
They've got that game circled.
We know Joel Embiid got that game circled.
He needs to probably.
If
shut
he's not
too.
Injured, he might, might can do something.
Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Now, you play for the Sixers. You don't have anything to say right now.
That's right.
And they're cursed.
Yeah.
They are. And Ben Simmons is probably going to get hurt again.
Most likely.
I hope not, man.
I'm not that high on Ben Simmons.
Also, I got one other one. Redskins president called Kirk Cousins Kurt. Listen, man. President of the team. You don't know what your quarterback's name is?
Just like our GM called Dwayne Bacon, Dwayne Wade.
I will say this. Kirk Cousins will be the highest paid quarterback for just this year.
Can I add
so
a dummy?
So you can call me whatever you want. you can call me Kurt if that makes you feel better. You still paying me.
Let's add Dante Fowler Jr. I don't know if you heard the story. Dante Fowler Jr. was at his apartment building in Florida over the weekend. Gets into an altercation with a guy that got on him about his pitiful driving. Dante hops out of his car, punches dude in the face, takes dude's glasses, steps on his glasses, shatters his glasses, and then the guy that he punched just left the liquor store. He goes in the dude's bag, takes his liquor, throws it in the damn lake.
Imagine if that was a bottle of the Louis the 13th that's $3,000 a pint. Or a bottle of that aged Hennessy that's $3,500. And you threw that mess in the lake? Bro. Dante Fowler, what is wrong with him, man? What is wrong with you?
And he just came back from injury because he missed all of last season.
You know his girls was fighting over him last season. His baby mama and his girlfriend. This guy is...
Baby mama and girlfriend?
Yeah. He's like...
I Antonio Cromartie.
Who's my guy, that comedian that has that damn reality show with his two girlfriends that he dates and they know about each other? Damn, what's his name?
Well, think about it when we come back from break. Oh. All right, you're listening to BSS Carolina. As we come back, we'll preview the NFC East. Two words for you, and Bon Voyage and a little bit of baseball talk. You're listening to BSS Carolina.